Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, we had to dust off the studios tonight because we have a very distinguished guest. He's none other than Tug Wilson, Commissioner of the Western Conference. Tug, it's nice having you up.
Thank you, Tom. It's nice to be here.
I understand, besides being Commissioner of the Western Conference, you have another title as Chairman of the Jesse Owens Committee right now.
That's right.
And when is this banquet coming up for Jesse?
Tuesday the 17th. Be over to Sheraton Hotel, 6:30, Tom.
And this is, of course, to honor him for being selected the athlete of the half century, is that right?
That's right.
Well, would you tell us a little bit about Jesse?
Well, we first heard of Jesse Owens in Chicago here in 1933, which was one of the last of the Stag Interscholastics when he amazed everybody by running 100 yards in 9.4 tenths. He also broad jumped 24 feet, 11 and 1/8 inch, breaking world's record for high schools at that time. Then, Tom, when he went to Ohio State, he really began to go places. And my memory of Jesse, which will never be erased, was at a Big Ten meet at Ann Arbor, where he broke 4 world's records in one afternoon, something that's never been done before, or probably will never be equal. I remember in the broad jump, he took one single jump, going 26 feet, 8 1/4 inch.
That's traveling.
Then they wondered whether he could continue his height of performances. Of course, he was selected on the Olympic team. And at Berlin, we saw him repeat his performances, winning the 100, the 220, the broad jump, establishing Olympic records in all those. He showed his courage at Berlin. Due to a faulty runway, he was unable to get his step. He had one trial left, and in this trial, he simply got to his mark, went off, and broke the Olympic record in a single jump.
Well, I think since his athletic career, he's conducted himself in a very, well, you might call it gentlemanly manner, and prove that he's not only a fine athlete, but a fine man, don't you?
Tom, that is the reason we're tendering him the banquet, is for his actions after his competition is over. Jesse, each year, speaks to probably 100 or more boys, groups, underprivileged kids, high schools, and he's been one of the greatest exponents of intercollegiate athletics. He's done a remarkable job for competitive athletics, and in his own life, he's proved that the things that we always talk about that athletics bring out, that he has got them 100%.
Well, Tug, I feel sure from that that he can number you among his many admirers.
Well, he can, and Tom, I think it's a dinner that every sports-loving man in Chicago should try to go to. It's to honor a Negro boy who is tops not only as a world's champion, but as a man.
Well, would you tell us how a fellow, just an ordinary layman, could arrange to go to the banquet?
I'd be delighted to. The tickets are available. They can be gotten at 120 South LaSalle at Mr. Golan's office, or they can be gotten at the conference commissioner's office, or the reservations could be made at the Sheraton Hotel.
You could call the Sheraton itself.
That's right.
That seems like it'd be a fairly easy way, and it'd be a good way. I think that's what I'll do. Now, Tug, I'd like to get along with some other things, and I'd like to ask you how the Western Conference is going to make out for this year in their intersectional competition. Are they going to hold the heads of the Midwest high?
We hope to, Tom. Through the years, you've probably noticed that our Western Conference teams have chosen tougher and more tough intersectional games each year. I can remember when I was at Northwestern, we'd open with Carleton or Cole College, somebody like that. Now you'll notice Northwestern's intersectional competitions, Iowa State or the Navy. Ohio State picked SMU. Iowa has had USC. And right on down, they're tough. We played 16 intersectional games this year, and although we've lost 4, our record still is pretty good. winning over two-thirds of the game.
Does it seem to you, though, that the rest of the country, say the East Coast and the West Coast, are catching up a little bit as far as player material, player content of the teams is concerned?
I would say that. There are teams in all sections that are marvelous teams. Now, our conference couldn't have picked two tougher teams than Texas and SMU. And we feel it no disgrace at all to lose to those fine teams. But I'll venture to say when those teams pay a return visit, it may be a different story next year.
Well, Tug, you feel this, though, don't you, very definitely, that it's not that the caliber of the Western Conference play is any less. It's that the caliber of the opponent's play is getting a little bit better.
I would agree with you heartily.
How do you feel about that Purdue-Notre Dame game last Saturday?
I was very happy. Down at the Illinois-Wisconsin game and was greatly surprised, of course, as everybody else was, to see the 21-0 put up on the board. I knew Purdue had a good team. I was fearful that their trip to Texas, where they played in a 96-degree temperature, might take too much out of them. But as the game went on, Purdue had more left than Notre Dame, and had they played another quarter, the score would have been still more lopsided.
Yeah, they dominated from one end of the 60 minutes to the other. Well, Tug, just once more before we call the whole thing off, would you kindly give us again just where Jesse Owens' banquet is going to be?
I'll be at the Sheraton Hotel, Tom, at 6:30. You can get tables, you can get single seats, and the leaders of the sports group in Chicago will be there. We've got a group from the Olympians, which is a bunch of fellows that competed in the Olympics. We've got the AAU represented. We've got practically every sports group, the Bears, the Cardinals, the Cubs, the Sox. And anybody who loves sports and who wants to honor a great athlete should be there that night at 6:30, the 17th. Sheraton Hotel.
Well, Tug, I know you have to go catch a plane, so thanks a lot for stopping up on the broadcast.
Thank you, Tom.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, that was Tug Wilson, Commissioner of the Western Conference. It was real nice having him, and that concludes our sports special for the night. I hope you'll stop back tomorrow night at 10:15 for a little bit more of the same. This is Tom Duggan speaking, and this is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.